Let's get on to tech stuff. Now, the COVID Safe app. Now, this was the original one we, all of us, most of us, downloaded onto our smartphones. Well, how long ago? Nearly two years ago now.
Most of it didn't probably download it. That's probably one of the reasons why it failed. But believe it or not, we actually spent $9.1 million on this thing that was launched back in April 2020. They gave $2.7 million to host it to Amazon Web Services. Now, the remainder of the money was spent on, listen to me very carefully here, Darren, a series of capabilities that have been used from the market, ranging from the use of strategy services, development services, and also legal services. Got no idea what that statement meant, but the bloke got up in Parliament and said that as well. So that they've handed over the app to the Department of Health as well now. There were 7.7 million COVID Safe app registrations on there as well, but we still don't know. They've got no idea how many people actually downloaded it, then deleted it. We don't use it. We QR code now. So we can actually say the COVID Safe app may it rest in peace.
Yeah, well, I mean, most of us, you know, still have it there and have never actually ever used it.
You can get rid of it now, people. Put your finger on it and delete it.
All right. Okay, then. Thank you. Let's go to too many programs starting on our computers. What to do?
When we load programs on our computers, nearly everything we've loaded over, let's say we have one for 3 years, every program we put on there always wants to load at startup, and nobody ever goes back in and has a look and says, you know what, we don't need all of these things to load.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I've put some instructions up on my website right now, whether you've got a Windows 10 computer, Windows 11 computer, or an Apple computer, how you can go in and stop all these things loading at startup, because what it's going to do is it's going to speed up your computer on there as well. Now, a quick guideline, if you're on Windows 10 or 11, probably the only thing you need to start it when it loads is your antivirus program, and that's about it. On a Mac, you don't need anything to load at startup at all. So go in there, take them all off. You might need some cloud software on there as well, so have a good read. But it'll speed your computer up, and that's what it's all about.
Righto then. Finally, the iPod is now 20.
20 years old. It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It didn't have a huge impact like, for instance, compact discs did, from vinyl to compact disc in the 80s. But still, it was hugely popular, and it was the new thing.
It was a new thing. I disagree with you. I thought it had a huge impact, and I'll discuss that. So, you know, October 23rd, 2001, Steve Jobs introduced the iPod, a small device to carry 1,000 songs in your pocket. Now, Apple has long been praised for giving people exactly what they didn't know they wanted. you know, and they've done that. So, you know, Jobs said that music is part of everyone's life, which it is. That's why we listen to you in the morning. It's been around forever, and it's not going anywhere. The iPod stopped being made in 2019 because Apple had started to switch its focus to streaming music, and we had iPhones and Android phones now as well. For the people out there who don't remember, the first one was just over 10 centimetres tall, 6 centimetres wide, 2 centimetres thick, weighed about 180 grams, 10 hours of battery life, 5 gig of storage. Now, if we look at the 2021 iPhone 13 range, you can actually buy a phone with a 1 terabyte storage in it, 200 times the size of the first iPod. I mean, that is astonishing to go along and do that. The big impact on that I'd say it had on the music industry now was that because we could go along and buy one song, not a whole album.
Yeah.
And I think that was a huge impact to go along and do that. It really changed the way record companies suddenly had to operate out there, which annoyed them immensely. Sony hated Jobs and the iPod and Apple altogether because of what they've done to this, because Sony had an expression about just buying one song off an album that I actually can't repeat at this time of the morning. as well, just Google it, kids, you'll find it on there as well. So, you know, the iPod, 20 years old, and, you know, I think I've still about 6 or 7, you know, floating around that I had over the years.
Yeah. No, they were good, and they replaced the Walkman, didn't they, really?
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I still have a Sony waterproof Walkman, bright yellow in mint condition.
Oh, Hang on to that. Might be worth a fortune in 100 years.
100 years.
Oh, yeah. The Sony Walkman. Yeah, well, now you're right about the first iPod. Now, I sort of, you know, I said wasn't as big a change from vinyl to CD as it was from CD to the iPod. But, you know, the first portable device you could digitally download, and as you say, just buy one song at a time. So, yeah, that is a big influence.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, it was just a huge influence on it. So, but you know, record companies hated it.
Yeah. All right, mate, thanks for that. And Richard's excellent website with information about everything we've talked about this morning and heaps more. Go online to talktech.com.au. Thank you, mate, and talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, Darren.